We're talking with senior at Beloit High School, Autumn Lorenz. Autumn, you've had quite a year. You started out with a successful basketball season your junior year under Keith Cruzine, then threw the javelin for the Lady Trojans, and then ended up getting second in the javelin with a tremendous toss of 135.8 at the state track meet. And then the Lady Trojan, of course, won the state title. And then you just topped off your junior year with a trip to Germany to play basketball. Going back to last fall, you use the fall. You don't play either volleyball or tennis, but you train for basketball and track. Kind of tell us about your training regiment, what you did last fall, and then what you will do this fall to continue to try to improve in basketball and track.
Well, usually in the fall, I just head up to the Wellness Center since that's a great facility I use. And then it's kind of hard right now. I don't have a track to throw jab or run or anything right now since our school is blessed to have this bond to rebuild a whole new track for having a senior year to run on a new track will just be absolutely amazing. And we love this community that supports our team so much. But in the fall, I usually use the facilities that I can to just get in shape and train for basketball mostly, get my shots up and just get some running in before basketball because, I mean, it's a hard season. It hits you hard in November. We start off strong getting everybody together, just getting that bond experience. And then, I mean, usually that first week in December, it's bam, we're playing Concordia. So we have to start strong and be prepared for the season. So I try and use every opportunity I can in the fall to just get myself ready for that. And being a senior this year, I feel like I need to be that leader on that team. So just getting myself prepared so then I can help get the other girls prepared and just be on the same page with Keith is just huge. It's a big part of how the season's gonna go. So that's what I do in the fall just to get myself ready. And then if other girls aren't doing fall sports, if they have time, just trying to help get them up and get some shots up and stuff. But I mean, they're so busy with volleyball and tennis and cross country, even some of those girls do that. So cross country, I mean, they're getting their own workout and they just run 3 miles. I don't do that, but so the fall is just a really good crucial time for me to just get myself prepared and then getting into school, obviously.
We're talking to Autumn Lorenz, a senior this fall at Beloit High School, Lady Trojan. You were part of the state championship team, and you knew it was very important going into the state track meet in Wichita that they probably needed a few points from you and the javelin throwers. And lo and behold, a year ago, as a sophomore, you threw 132 at the regional in right here in Beloit to advance to state, and then really a little bit disappointed in yourself this year. I just couldn't get uncork 130 all season, but then all of a sudden, the second throw of the state track meet, a little adrenaline hit, and you uncorked one for 135 feet 8 inches and ended up with the silver medal and added 8 more points for your team. And not only did you get runner-up as a javelin, but you also helped the team win a state championship. How did that feel? And talk a little bit about your season as a javelin thrower.
I mean, going into this season, having a rocky season last year as a sophomore and being able to make it, but then not even advance to finals, it was hard just because you just want to be able to support your team and just get everything you got. I mean, making it there is a blessing as it is, but then actually hoping to get on that podium, get points for your team, and ultimately get the championships, it's a lot. It's a lot to think about. So going into this year was crazy because I went in 4 events, and that's a craziness as it is. So our 4x4 team got 10th, so we again barely dismissed finals, so that was hard. But I mean, the group of girls that we have, we tried our hardest, and I mean, it's a stacked field out there. I mean, I feel like 3A 4x4 is one of the toughest competitions because I mean, we're all so close, but then it's like you got to pull something big to make finals, so that was hard as it is. And then long jump, I scratched 2 of my 3 jumps, and I had javelin right after, so that was hard because going from a super low to trying to get myself back up to compete was really, really tough because I wanted every event to succeed. So when you don't have something succeed, it's trying to turn that around and make something better out of it. So I didn't make finals in that. And so then I had to turn around and go to javelin. And it was like, okay, how are we going to do this? Like, are we going to do good, or is this going to be another sophomore year? So getting up there, it was just like, we need something good. So advancing to finals was just everything, because then I knew I was on the podium. It was just how much more could I get out of it. And so then on my second throw in finals, just unleashing one of 135.8 was just the icing on the cake. It was just like the feeling when they called that out, I don't think I've ever felt in my life, of just this on cloud nine, just so happy. It was just the best thing ever. And then when Addison Budke pulled a bigger throw and got herself into fifth place, she moved up a bit. I mean, that was amazing because she even pulled some more points. So just combining and getting 11 points out of just javelin was just amazing, because those were 11 points contributed to, yeah, get that ultimate state championship. And then our 4x4, we went in ranked decent, and then we came out with eighth. We had some bobbled handoffs, but I mean, we still contributed a point to our team, so that was amazing. So we had two of my events that podiumed and two that didn't. So if my other two events would have been good, man, we would have had even more points. We would have blown it out even more. But I mean, we almost won by 30 points, so that was just amazing. And then we knew this was the year for the championship, so I feel like all the girls were just putting their heart and their soul into this year. So when they called us up to the top saying the Bullet girls won that championship and getting that plaque, I mean, it was just, again, another amazing feeling that is so hard to describe unless you're out there doing it. So it was just amazing to be a part of this team, to contribute points to it, and then to just be on a, have a banner hanging on our wall to say, hell yeah, we did that. And hopefully we can do it again this year. I think we still have an amazing group of girls, and the freshman class coming up, I feel like they can contribute a lot to it. So it was just an amazing feeling to end my junior year with state championship. There's no better way to end that year.
Well, Autumn Lorenz, what a fantastic story. What you talk about, highs and lows of not qualifying and going in four events and two not placing, but giving your all, and then two that counted towards the team championship, is actually phenomenal. Then that's hard to top off, but then you got a chance to go to Germany to play basketball with Team USA, thanks to the Heart of America camps in Salina at Candace Wesleyan. Kind of tell us about how the Germany trip came and about how you got to go to Germany and play a little basketball.
Well, I got a great opportunity. The head McPherson College women's basketball coach, Josh Nicholas, reached out to me and was like, hey, I would love for you to join my team. And I had no hesitation and said, yes, sign me up. Because, I mean, first of all, you're going to Europe, but then I get to play a sport that I love while being over there. So that's just amazing. So then we got everything scheduled. And then before I know it, I'm on a plane on an 8-hour flight from Chicago to head to Germany. And I was like, this is actually happening. And just everything we saw over there was so beautiful. And I mean, that ball game over there is crazy. I see why NBA and stuff is so crazy and overseas ball is so intense, because they play it rough over there. It was insane. We played three games, and then one of the days we had a camp where we played just like with all these German girls and Austrian girls. Like, there was a combination of a whole bunch and of different ages, but we got to just meet so many amazing people and play some amazing basketball. I mean, we got to hold all the sorts of different flags and just be a part of this amazing game. But I mean, it was tough. Our first game we played, it was 55-50. We lost by 5, but I mean, hey, all these girls are from all over America. We have no idea how we're playing together. So it was like, let's just wing it. Let's see what happens. And I mean, we hung in with these girls who've been playing for years together. And then our second game, I think we lost by 2. They weren't really keeping the score the best. We think they were a little sketch, but it was still a fun game. We got to play with some amazing girls. I mean, it was a great time. And then our very last game was in Frankfurt, so we were in Munich the whole time, and then we ended up in Frankfurt for the last couple days, and we played those girls, and we were like, we need to win one, and we did. We won 75-67. These were 10-minute quarters, so a 40-minute ball game, so lots of time to play and figure each other out, and after being with each other all week, I feel like we really bonded, and so getting a win was amazing, and then getting a medal to bring home was also amazing. So it was so cool. The girls that I got to meet were from Arizona, Florida, Idaho, Missouri. I was from Kansas. I mean, we were from almost every corner of the U.S., so it was so cool to make those connections and now have people from everywhere. But I mean, no, it was such an amazing experience, and I was so blessed to be a part of that and to meet all those people and play that ball game. But I mean, it was an insane trip.
Well, Autumn, it's going to be hard-pressed to beat your junior year with all the things you've been through, successful basketball, second and state championship in Beloit and track, and then now your trip to Germany. What are your goals your senior year?
Well, I even get an opportunity before my senior year to end my junior year even with a bigger bang, because 2 days after I got back from my Germany trip, I had a track meet to qualify for the AAU Junior Olympics, and I ended up getting second at that track meet, heaving a throw out there of 133.5, so just 2 feet off my PR that I just threw at state in May. So that was an amazing opportunity. So I'll get to go into my senior year on a high, hopefully, because I head down to Houston, Texas, August 1st, and I throw, I think, August 1st or 2nd, actually. So hopefully I get to go down there and heave another bigger throw even to top off my junior year going into my senior year, so that'll be amazing. But I mean, going into senior year, just riding these highs and just enjoying life, enjoying my last year of high school. Because I mean, after this, we're adults and we got to go out into the real world. So it's just insane. But going into basketball season with a small group of girls, but just a family-like atmosphere, just bonding really well together. And so hopefully that'll make us a stronger team and have good connections to hopefully just dominate every team that we play and get as far as we did last year or even farther, because we'll miss those senior girls that help dominate in the post. But I mean, we have some good outside girls this year, and we have Reagan Cheney who's coming back, who will be a big asset this year. And so we have all these girls that are going to be leaders on this basketball team that haven't been before. So it'll just be amazing to see what this experience could be, and hopefully getting on top for basketball or getting darn close. I mean, that's always the goal. And we have Keith Christine coming back, so that'll be great. And then getting some good assistant coaches in there to help just make this a good family and just make this a great team. And then, I mean, track season comes real fast after basketball, and so hopefully all these girls will be ready to come back. And I mean, our senior class is huge in track. We all pull points. Dakota Gray is in everything. Brecken Boudreaux in the jumps. I mean, we're all in the 4x1, and hopefully some of these freshman girls and juniors and sophomores can all step up and contribute some more big points, because with Tatum Seifert out, who was pulling 20 points and the throws, Addison Butke, who is pulling, I mean, about 16 points as well. I mean, all these girls, Cassandra, Sophia Thompson in the high jump, we're losing some girls, Ashlyn Loomis and pole vault. We're losing some senior girls that hold big points. So hopefully some of these other younger girls can get some good experience and step it up. And I mean, I feel like we have a solid chance to get a state championship again, which would just be an amazing way to cap off senior year. So, I mean, I'm looking forward to this senior year. I think it'll be great. I mean, we're just riding the high and enjoying life right now.
Well, Autumn Lorenz, what a great young lady, and you need to go into radio for sure, because you've sold me on everything you've done and are going to be very, very successful in life. What a great junior year, capped off by a nice Germany basketball trip, and what some great goals in training in the fall and basketball and track. And we hope to continue to call your name on KDNS 94.1 FM.
Yes, thank you so much, John.